Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Over 30 candidates file for Campbell County election. School board race draws 9 contenders. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. More than 30 candidates have filed to run for the upcoming general election this November, with all 5 special district boards seeing contested races. The filing period closed last week. According to County Elections Coordinator Michelle Liker, the race for the Campbell County School District Board is the most competitive, with 9 candidates vying for 4 available seats. The candidates include Tim Albin, Mary Bruner, Mark Christensen, Ruth Cloud, Lisa Durgan, Darcy Oaks Gillespie, Meldine Gearing, Terry Liu, and Larry Steiger. The Campbell County Health Board of Trustees has 6 candidates running for 3 seats. Those running are Doug Girard, Randy Height, Tom Murphy, Alicia Lepard, John Mansell, and Matthew Trescuis. At the Gillette College Board of Trustees, all 7 seats are up for election, with 8 candidates in the running. They are Terry Anderson, Ellis Day, Josh McGrath, Jason McGilton, Robert Palmer, Larry Smith, Tracy Wasserberger, and Nella Williams. The Campbell County Cemetery District Board sees 4 candidates competing for 3 seats, with Marlene Hurley, J.D. Jones, Dean Vomhoff, and Dean Myers in the race. Finally, the Campbell County Conservation District has 3 candidates, B.J. Clark, Bob Mall, and Jennifer Sams, vying for 2 available seats. In addition to these races, 2 candidates will be challenging the Republican nominees for the Campbell County Commission. Independent candidate Bill Fortner and Constitution Party member Jacob Dalby are running against Jerry Means and Bob Jordan. Woman discharges handgun during domestic incident on North Gurley Avenue. Last Friday morning, an incident unfolded on North Gurley Avenue when a 44-year-old woman fired 2 rounds from her handgun in the direction of her estranged partner. According to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, authorities were alerted after residents reported hearing gunshots and a woman screaming for help. Upon arrival, officers discovered that the 45-year-old man had forcibly entered the woman's mobile home by breaking through the locked door. Details surrounding the confrontation remain unclear, as the police report did not specify the nature of the argument. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson did say the man was reportedly upset about property issues. During the incident, the woman instructed her son, whose age was not disclosed, to call 911 for assistance. The 45-year-old intruder fled the scene without sustaining any injuries from the gunfire. As of yesterday, law enforcement officials had not made contact with the suspect, and the investigation is ongoing. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.